Thank you, Lord. Last week we talked about breakthrough. I mentioned that I was seeking God for His direction, for His heart for this year, what He wanted to do in and through His people. And the Holy Spirit kept bringing back that word breakthrough. And we had that picture of those bricks up there. To the things that are just keeping us back from what's just on the other side. And God just wants to break through and allow us to taste all the freedom and goodness that comes from that. Now, as I was getting ready earlier yesterday, I had this kind of sense of humor rise up in me. I thought, well, maybe I could put Ray Rice in there, you know, and just have him breaking through and busting through. And then last night, you know, after his touchdown, they had the little penalty flag, Carol, you know, just take away everything. And I thought, well, you know, maybe we'll just go back to the original one. Because, hey, our breakthrough is not dependent upon ball teams or Ray Rice or Ray Lewis or anything except the rays that are emanating from the brilliant majesty of our God. He is our breakthrough. And, you know, it was so cool, too, because as the game, you know, even though the game started out kind of well, as it was going south for any Baltimore fans, I was sitting there just thinking, you know what, man, my well-being is not chained to what's happening on that TV screen. I'm sitting in the midst of my family, whom I love, my children, my grandchildren, my friends. We're enjoying one another. And I thought, man, I'm just gonna like, you know, give Maya a hard time and see what kind of, you know, see what kind of night I can give to her. And I was pulling on her hair and pulling her beret out and giving her all kinds of grief. And we had an absolute blast. So, you know, those are the important things. Those really are. You know, as Chris was saying to me a minute ago, as we were singing, it really is all about Jesus. It's not about Ray Rice or Ray anybody. It's all about Jesus Christ. Loving Him and allowing Him to radiate and shine through us and bless one another and fill each other with His love and goodness, man. That's what it's all about. But this year, specifically, we are looking for breakthrough. How many people in here are looking for a breakthrough this year? To the glory of God. Thank you, Lord. We want to see our God do mighty things, as we were singing on that first song, you know, about what a great and awesome God, how powerful He is. Mighty is He to tear down strongholds. Mighty is He to build a city, to build the city of the living God. What a God we serve. We want to see God's people have breakthrough in their finances, breakthrough in favor with God and man, breakthrough in physical health, breakthrough in fruitfulness of their ministry, breakthrough in all the areas, breakthrough in freedom as we find ourselves being freed from the things that held us down, addictions, bondages, dysfunctions, or as Celebrate Recovery says, hurts, hang-ups, and habits. We want to see God's power demonstrated in our lives so all the world can see in and through us what an awesome God we serve. It's what it's all about. So I'm pumped. I'm excited. Last week we also said that this breakthrough, I believe the Holy Spirit speaking to my heart, that this breakthrough will come as a result of an increased fellowship and intimacy with God, as we spend time abiding in Him and abiding in His Word, abiding in His truth, abiding in His anointing. I've been so thrilled to hear with more and more clarity in recent times that still small voice inside that just whispers to me, and I find I don't have to try to achieve stuff for God. I just have to be in fellowship and communion with Him and say, God, what are You doing? And hear that voice just speaking to my heart, and how thrilling it is to have that sense of His presence so clear, so crystal. It's beautiful, and I think that that's what it is that's really going to bring these breakthroughs. Bill Johnson was saying last year, a year and a half ago, that, you know, it's we got to move beyond principle into presence. And you see a lot of stuff on TV where people talk about, you know, 7 principles to do this and 5 principles for doing that. But it's not about saying the right words or having the right formula. It's all about the presence of the living God. And as heaven invades earth, as He comes and His presence abides in and through and on us, then we see Him doing incredible, mighty things in our life and in the lives of other people. Praise God. Last week we also looked at three disciples. Who can remember who they were? It should be easy for you, brother. Peter, James, and John. We said that Jesus loved all his disciples, but these three he really was close to. He had an intimate friendship with them, a love relationship with them. And you know, the secret of the Lord is with those who fear him. God shares those intimate things with those who are closest to his heart. And we saw how he took them apart from the other nine, brought them up on a high mountain, and gave them an incredible revelation of himself and his glory. He was transfigured before them. And then they got not only to see him in his glory, they got to enter into that Shekinah cloud of glory that appeared at that time. And they got to have a greater revelation of the word, where they saw that Christ was greater than Moses and Elijah, greater than the law and the prophets. And they had this incredible mountaintop experience. But their buddies down on the ground, down in the valley, as it were not having such a great day. They were having a frustrating day. Isn't it something, Peter, how people can frustrate you? Yeah. Dave, isn't that something, how people can be so frustrating sometimes? You just make you want to pull your hair out. It looks like I've been through a lot of frustration in my life. Their buddies, however, weren't having such a great time. They were in the midst of what could be described as spiritual chaos. They had unsuccessfully tried to cast a demon out of this boy. It didn't work. They failed. The dad was all upset at them. The scribes were eating the situation up and using that to beat them over the head and harass them and harangue them. The crowd that had gathered was just kind of soaking it all in. There was almost like some kind of tabloid Jerry Springer style show as all this was going on, and the scribes and the disciples were arguing with each other. Well, you should have done that. Well, don't you know this? And what is all that about? And if you were really anything. I mean, it was something right out of tabloid TV. And all this spiritual chaos and confusion was going on. And the disciples needed some answers. They were in a hard way. And fortunately for them, who should show up right about that time after being gone for over a day, coming down the mountain? None other than Jesus. Coming down from the mountain with the other three disciples. And he comes upon this scene, this chaos, this clamor, this dysfunction and this confusion. And it's amazing what happens when Jesus shows up. That's what I mean about presence. You can be having a frustrating day. You know, we live in a fallen world. Jesus said, in this world you'll have tribulation. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And when Jesus shows up in the midst of that chaos, man, in the midst of that confusion, good stuff happens. Now, the question I want to look at today, what caused these other guys to struggle, these other nine who weren't on the mountaintop? What caused them to struggle, and what did they learn in this process that helped to give them the victory that ultimately allowed them to have a breakthrough in this situation? That's what we want to look at today. And as we look at this and we go through this passage in Mark, we're going to see three groups of people. We're going to see unbelievers. We're going to see believing unbelievers. And we're going to see unbelieving believers. Unbelievers, believing unbelievers, and unbelieving believers. Believe that? Good, because that's what we're going to look at. Mark chapter 9, starting in verse 14. Praise God. Lord, I just pray you would anoint our ears to hear your truth today, God. Change us in Jesus' name. Could I have just a hair more light over here? When I look down, I'm 52. After 34 years of marriage, I'm just, you know. But yeah, there we go. Much better. Okay. Huh? No, 34. I mean, you know, I got married. I was 18 when I got married. I'm not 18 anymore, you know. My eyes just don't see as good. You know, they've been 34 years of looking at the blinding beauty of her radiant countenance. Just, I wake up in the morning and see her smile, and it just... I go to bed at night and I tell her to put out the light, and then I realize it's just her smiling at me. But she's out there and I'm over here, so I need the overheads. Okay. Mark 9:14. Now it happened. By the way, what I did with this again, sort of like last time, the words in bold that are in parentheses, this is the Gospel of Mark, but the words in bold in parentheses came from the same account in the Gospel of Matthew. The words in bold in parentheses that are underlined come from the Gospel of Luke, and it just gives us a broader picture of what we've got in this situation. Now it happened on the next day when they had come down from the mountain. And when he came to the disciples, he saw a great multitude around them and scribes disputing with them.